Yeah, Colonial Dodge versus Miller. I had been going around the state giving speeches, I remember very well, about what I thought that the unique mission of the Supreme Court was. And in that speech I said, because I felt it very seriously, that the Supreme Court had a very narrowly circumscribed mission in terms of selecting the cases it should hear. That the broad run-of-the-mill appeals should be handled in the Michigan Court of Appeals, because that's why the people created them. And the Supreme Court should reserve its energy and its time and its authority for cases of genuine significant genuine jurisprudential significance. They shouldn't be correcting every error made in lower courts. So having taken that high road, I was confronted one day with this Miller versus Colonial Dodge, or Colonial Dodge versus Miller. Here was a case in which a guy went out and bought a car from Colonial Dodge down in the Detroit area, and it was at a time in the early 80s, I think it was, when the tire manufacturers were on strike around the country, and they weren't making enough tires. The auto industry developed a policy, all the big four then, that they would not have any spare tires in the new cars. So Brother Miller, the plaintiff, whoever he was, bought a station wagon, as I recall, from Colonial Dodge, and the evidence as it developed included his testimony that the reason he bought this brand new car was, although he had a reasonably good second car for his wife to go to work, I think she was a nurse and had to travel the freeways from the northern suburbs to the downtown city of Detroit area, and I think it was at the midnight shift or the afternoon shift, and he was fearful that if their old car broke down, she would be marooned on a freeway and exposed to all of the terror which was possible, particularly in light of some of the activity which had been reported in the press about people on the freeway being assaulted and arrested. So he bought the new car. Got the new car home and discovered there wasn't any spare tire in it, and he hit the roof. He went back to Colonial Dodge and said, I just explained to you why I bought this new car. Now if my wife breaks down on the freeway, she can't change a tire, and she's really marooned. Take the car back. Colonial Dodge says, no, we're not taking the car back. You should have pointed that out before you took the car. The guy said, never in the history of the Western world has anybody ever sold a new car without a spare tire. So that was the lawsuit that came up to us. And the first thing you do in the Supreme Court, of course, with all cases, is to examine them at the threshold to decide whether the court will accept the issue for appeal. And this was a case which, since it was a simple breach of contract case about a spare tire, was obviously one that didn't fit the speech I was given. But I thought, here is a little guy who has really gotten gypped by the dealership. So I argued forcefully that we ought to take this little guy case, and we did take it, and the case was argued, and it was decided. And after all that maneuvering around, it was decided, I think, in favor of the dealership, which isn't the outcome I had in mind at all when I argued forcefully for the case being taken by the court. So I wrote a dissent in which I said the little guy has gotten the short end of the stick in this deal. A parenthetical aside is that I didn't know or care who Colonial Dodge was or who Miller was, but in the campaign that I had very recently conducted to keep my seat in the Supreme Court, a fairly substantial contributor to the campaign committee was Hoot McInerney, who was a automobile dealer in the northeast part of the city of Detroit, and he had generated in turn contributions from a lot of automobile dealers to my campaign, for which I was grateful. I was always grateful to get contributions from sources other than lawyers, which is a problem by itself. And he never asked me for any consideration then or at any other time. After the case was over, I discovered that I wrote this fairly strong, strongly worded dissent coming down hard on this crooked automobile dealer, Colonial Dodge, found out a few weeks later it's one of Hoot McInerney's dealerships. And while I've seen him from time to time since, I've always thought the atmosphere is a little cool.